Researchers are trying to make guns safer, partly through devices that limit who can fire a weapon. The science and financing still have a ways to go, however, before many gun owners would consider a so-called smart gun. However, the local activist group Common Ground is optimistic enough about gun innovation that it sponsored a firearms safety expo yesterday at MATC in Oak Creek. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach went to check it out.
Gun deaths and injuries don't just happen when one person shoots another. In many areas, suicides by gun outnumber homicides, and accidental self-shootings, often by children, are another major problem. Linda Wichetich of Common Ground says major gun manufacturers could be doing more to make sure stolen or found guns can't be fired.
While traditional firearm companies are standing idly by, the innovation gap is being filled by entrepreneurs and developers like the ones here today.
Common Ground welcomed representatives of eight firms that either have safer gun products on the market or in development stage. At a display table, Bob Chun of the Detroit-based firm Sentinel showed off Identilock, a gun lock that he says can only be opened by the proper fingerprint.
This fingerprint reader is where it is. So in any performance product, if you want it to work super well, you train with it.
The Identilock is in stores. At another table, Florida police officer Will Murphy showed off what's called the Gun Guardian, placed on a mock-up of a grip of an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. Murphy says the product his startup makes is a trigger shield that will only unlock for the right fingerprint or security code. Gun Guardian is only in the late prototype stage, and Murphy says he and his partners need financial help to bring the fingerprint-activated version to consumers.
For us to get the market with biometrics, there's no way we can afford it. You start talking circuitry, program writing, it's just way above our budget what we can do. So our goal is to get this out here in a mechanical version, earn the trust and confidence of the consumer, show them that this product works, use any revenue we may get back into the company to get it to that next step with biometrics.
Several gun safety manufacturers said yesterday that they're looking for more financing. One tactic to win investor confidence is to try to get more law enforcement agencies to give the products a try. There were a few dozen police leaders at the expo. Muskego Police Chief Rick Renz says the smart gun technology is improving. He's just not certain if it's right for his officers.
You know, because when we need access, we need immediate access to our guns. So whether the technology is there or not for law enforcement, that I'm not sure about yet.
Political leaders were also at the event. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley says safer gun technology is something he'll discuss with newly elected County Sheriff Ernell Lucas. Abley says it was not a budget-related talk that he could have with conservative former Sheriff David Clark.
We now have a sheriff who's a lot more interested in this, so this is very much a conversation I'm glad we're having now, and we will do everything we can to use our, at the county, purchasing power to make sure that when we're buying guns, you know, they're safe and they're smart.
Current or potential interest by private gun owners is hard to gauge. Reggie Moore directs the City of Milwaukee's Office of Violence Prevention and is a supporter of smart gun technology.
But I think the general public has no idea that these things exist or that these options exist. And unfortunately, right now, the price point on much of them are prohibitive. And so I think the more that they can saturate the market, you know, that price point will go down.
Common Ground says it hasn't given up on the idea that the U.S. will reduce the number of guns. But the group says highlighting safer firearms is an attempt to work with what society has. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.